Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Broken River by J. Robert Lennon, read by Hilary Huber. Part 1. 1. It is a few minutes past 1 in the morning when the front door slams shut. Anyone remaining in the house, but there is no one, would be able to hear, through the closed door, the footsteps of 3 people hurrying across the porch and down the stairs. There are voices, too, a man and a woman's, and a child's. The adults are quiet, or they are trying to be quiet, but their voices betray strong emotion, fear in the case of the woman, and in the case of the man, impatience and frustration, which could easily be interpreted as a response to his own fear. The child's voice is plaintive and confused, as though she, a girl most likely of around 5, has been awoken from sleep and hurried out of the house without explanation. The state of the now empty house would suggest that this is precisely what has happened. Many of the lights have been left on. In the kitchen, dinner dishes are still soaking under sudsy water in the sink, and a drawer and a cabinet have been left open and disordered, as though objects have been removed from them in haste. 3 of the 4 mismatched wooden chairs that surround a small table, its laminated plastic surface scratched and gouged and peeling up at one corner, are pushed neatly underneath it. The 4th is lying on its side upon a linoleum floor that is equally scratched and gouged. A few coins lie on the tabletop, along with a half-empty pack of cigarettes, one of which burns in a white plastic ashtray.